Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. One might say the Big Beautiful Bill is now the Big Beautiful Law because President Donald Trump signed his spending bill at the White House during the 4th of July celebrations Friday. The legislation includes huge cuts to government benefits like Medicaid and more funding for immigration enforcement. But most of agriculture's tax priorities are included in the bill, along with numerous farm bill provisions. The bill increases the death tax exemption to $30 million per couple, adjusted annually for inflation. This means the value of your farm or ranch plus equipment, cattle, or other assets are less than the $30 million as a couple. You'll pay no death tax. Section 199A, small business tax deduction made permanent at 20% by the bill. Section 179 allows small businesses to deduct the cost of equipment up to $2.5 million in qualified equipment expenses. Bonus depreciation allows small business owners to deduct the cost of equipment upfront rather than deduct depreciation over several years. The bill permanently extends itemized deductions for personal casualty losses from federally declared disasters. Farmers also got updated reference prices, improved crop insurance, livestock and trade programs, and the key tax breaks. House Budget Chair Jody Arrington summarized the bill's gains.
Unleashing a rising tide of prosperity, securing our border, modernizing our national defense, and supercharging energy, agriculture, all the sectors of our economy that Washington has kept in a chokehold for too long.
Agriculture will see a total of $66 billion invested in the bill. Emily Buckman, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau.
It delivers much-needed enhancements in the farm safety net, including higher reference prices that reflect the current agricultural economy. In addition, it invests in working land conservation programs. It supports increased U.S. commodity exports, as well as provides additional resources to bolster our research capabilities.
Buckman says there are other priorities Farm Bureau will work on before the current Farm Bill extension expires.
This includes policy-related updates to programs across several titles of the Farm Bill, including Conservation Reserve Program, USDA broadband programs, and we're also looking to find a fix for Proposition 12. So we look forward to working with the Agriculture Committees in the coming months to address the remaining Farm Bill priorities.
USDA will adopt new regulations on evaluating the environmental effects of grazing and other agency-approved activities. The regulations will guide the agency's execution of the National Environmental Policy Act. The rules will be published soon and will take effect immediately. This morning, we'd like to welcome a new partner to Inside Agriculture, our new sponsor, Stout Miller Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Dealership on Winter Show Road in Valley City. This is Inside Agriculture. Jerry's back with the markets right after this.